Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Adriana Hernandez-Santana.
Senator Jesse Bjorkman has provided an update regarding House bills being discussed within the legislative session in Juneau. As of this Thursday, the Senate will discuss two bills, one about transfer taxes and the other about improving foster care for children. At 1:30, he joined a hearing which was designed to ban transfer taxes. This was intended to ban sales taxes and fees on the sale of legal property, which he is excited to be sponsoring. At 3:30, a bill regarding the Health and Social Services Committee regarding foster care was discussed. The bill in foster care is designed to improve outcomes and ensure that the best interests of children, especially kids under the age of 6, are advocated for and available by the judicial systems and the court. Another topic that has been receiving some attention is a bill that would help Alaskans work or to be more proactive at allowing Alaskans who have been hurt on the job or get injured for some reason the ability to stay at work and so they have an easier time getting back into the workforce. Bjorkman says that the statistics for state workers who get injured and then never join the workforce again are horrible. The intention of the potential bill would help people get back into the workforce as quickly and as safely as possible. What makes this especially difficult is the high income claims.
What we're focusing on right now is getting people back to work and reducing costs to employers when folks get hurt. Right now in statute, there is a mandate that there's a medical determination that must be made by a physician when a worker has been hurt and has missed work for 90 days. That determination is expensive, at least $3,000 for employers, and as well as sometimes that medical determination isn't needed, but it's mandated, and it's a mandated cost to employers.
The senator will be in Cooper Landing from 10 a.m. to noon at the Sunrise Inn on Saturday, February 13th. He will then be at Moose Pass at the Sportsman's Club from 1 to 3 p.m. that same day.
I'll be around and happy to hear from folks. We're continuing to move on a number of different bills and issues, and we're excited to be making progress and see movement on a number of them.
For more on this story, visit our website at radiokenai.com. A Minnesota company and an employee has been cited for reckless driving, which killed three Alaska sled dogs. For this story, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
Both a Minnesota man testing a snow machine for his employer in the Alaska backcountry and the company have been cited for reckless driving after the machine slammed into a sled dog team on a training run in December, killing three dogs, which belonged to Dallas Seavey. The state of Alaska charged Eric Johnson of Roseau, Minnesota, and Minnesota-based Polaris Inc. on February 8th with a misdemeanor in the crash near the interior Alaska community of Cantwell, located about 210 miles north of Anchorage. Emails sent to Polaris and Johnson were not immediately returned, nor was a message left on a cell phone believed to be Johnson's. A spokesperson for the Alaska Attorney General's office said in an email that Polaris was also cited, since state law contemplates legal accountability when employees act within the scope of their employment on the company's behalf. Musher Mike Parker was training dogs on December 11th along the Denali Highway, which is not maintained in the winter. According to an affidavit from Alaska State Trooper Noah Pelt, Parker was traveling westbound on the highway when he saw a group of snow machines coming at him. He said he began using his 1,000-lumen headlamp to make himself known. One snow machine passed him and flashed his lights at Parker. The second machine slammed into the front of Parker's team, killing two dogs instantly and critically injuring two others. One of those later died. The trooper interviewed Johnson, who said it was dark and blowing snow, which limited his visibility. No court date has been set. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
Coming up, we'll take a look at your top news headlines from Friday.